very much, Matt. Garrett, can you hear me on the line here?
Absolutely, my man.
Awesome. Well, we're excited for you to be a Denver Bronco. Tell us about your experience tonight.
It's a dream come true. I'm just beyond blessed that I get to join this wonderful organization, and I get to come in and, you know, help Coach Davidson out on the offensive line and, you know, help a defense out that, you know, we're so close every single year. The defense is so unbelievable. Now we just need to go win another Super Bowl.
Garrett, when you came to Denver, what was that visit like for you?
It was unbelievable. You know, I knew I was just, you know, when we were driving from the airport and I was like, oh, name, you know, Perry Park or Castle Rock and Lone Tree, because that's where I served my mission. And now I get to go back to, you know, such a great community. And, you know, I want everyone to know that, you know, Denver has such a great community with wonderful people, but even a better organization. And I'm just beyond blessed to be a part of it now.
Garrett, you mentioned your mission here in Colorado. How much did faith change your life?
Faith changed my life for so many different reasons. You know, I hold this is my saying, faith, family, football, and that's how it is. You know, my middle finger is always faith because it's bigger than my other thing else, than family and football. So, you know, the good Lord has took care of me, blessed me with a wonderful family, a beautiful wife, Natalie, and a beautiful son, Kingston, that's just my prize of everything. And now I get to go represent them and proudly, and now I get, you know, they're going to be in, you know, orange and blue stuff now, so I'm excited.
You mentioned your son Kingston there. Where'd you get that suit for him tonight?
Hey, listen, my wife and my mom wanted all the match, and that's why I got this. And now my son is just awesome, man. I wanted him to steal the show because that's all it's about. It's not about me. It's about my family and, you know, all the hard work that they put into my journey to get me to this point and all the hard work they're going to continue to do the rest of their life. And now it's up to me to make them proud.
I'm sure they're very excited about coming out here to Denver. What are you going to have to do when you get here to be able to be a starter on day one?
Just work hard. And I want everyone, all my teammates on the 53-man roster and even on the practice squad, I want them to know that I'm ready and hungry to work. I'm a humble kid that just loves football, man. And I can't wait to get in there and work with guys like Von Miller and the offensive line and work with those guys and make me better. I want them to make me better, and as long as I make them better, we're all going to do great. And so I'm just really excited to go out there. You know, we're going to win a Super Bowl coming up soon, and I know that dearly. And so I'm just very grateful for Mr. Elway and his trust that he put in me, you know, Coach Davidson and all the coaching staff that has brought to me. And so I'm just beyond grateful and excited.
I like your confidence there. Have you thought about what it's going to be like going up against Von Miller every day in practice?
Hey, I know it's going to be hard, and there's going to be days where I'm mad, and there's going to be days that he's mad at me. But I'm just grateful to work with him and build a friendship and just a competing friendship. You know, when we're in the locker room, we're laughing and giggling, but when we're on the field, it's a battle every single day, because I want that, because he's going to make me better. And I'm excited to see what he does to make me better, because I've only barely scratched the surface of my talent, and now he's going to make me a better player. And so is that everyone in that organization, from the front office down to, you know, the coaches and the cafeteria people and all the people that, you know, the strength and conditioning coaches and all my teammates and the community, they're all going to make me a better man.
Well, we hope to make you a little bit better up here in digital media too. I know that coaches like your mindset. I know you bring a little bit of that nasty to the offensive line. Where'd you get that mindset?
I just love football, and my coach always told me to finish. And my dad, Grove, my biological father, always told me, if you show your numbers, you're a dead man. And so I've always just, my mom told me when I went down to Snow College, is, you know, you're the first one on the field and the last one off. And every time you have cleats on your feet, you run, and you run hard. And I just love football. I just love how it teaches you about life and how it creates a better man from the game that I love. And I'm just really excited to get out there and just put guys in the dirt and help, you know, my running back, Devontae Booker, or whoever it is, score touchdowns. And, you know, you touch my receiver, you touch my quarterback, you touch anyone on my team or my organization, it's like touching my wife. You're going to get in trouble by me.
I know you got that Utah connection with Devontae Booker. You mentioned Snow College and then only being at Utah for a limited time. How much potential do you feel like you have when you can improve from where you are now?
Like I said, I've only barely scratched the talent on my surface. And so, you know, I feel like I have so much upside, and I'm going to continue to grow. You know, this coming up year is going to be a big learning year for me, but I'm excited to learn from my mistakes I'm excited to see what happens. If you watch my game film from SCU to Indiana in the Foster Farms Bowl, I was a different player. And so I'm just a person that's just hungry and humble and that just loves the game of football, and I'm just grateful to be a part of such a great organization of the Denver Broncos.
You were the first tackle taken off the board. Did you feel like you were the best offensive lineman in this draft?
Well, you know, Mr. Elway thought so, and that's all that matters. I'm never going to tell myself that I'm the best or anything like that. I can just tell you that I'm ready to work, and this is a dream come true. And I'm excited that, you know, the Denver Broncos organization put trust in me as they brought me out there, you know, right before the draft. And now I'm a part of this wonderful organization, even a better state of Colorado. And I'm going to make you all proud. I promise that.
I know Broncos fans are excited about getting you. Lastly here, what was it like getting that phone call from John Elway tonight?
I cried, man. I really cried because he told me when we were in his office, he says, I'll see you next week. And I was like, all right, you better, because I'm coming. And then he called me, and he's a man of his word. And that's what I want everyone to know. He's a great man. Not only that he played the game of football, he understands how we work, understands how our mind and how we're struggling going through this process, and how to lift up his team. And he put a great coaching staff together for a reason. You know, you guys, we just won a Super Bowl, you know, a couple years ago, Super Bowl 50. And I know he wants another one. And I'm going to come in there and work as hard as I can so we can get another one.
We were in there with the phone call. Did you tell them you loved them?
Oh, I love them all, man. And they're going to come. I'm a big heart kid. I'm a teddy bear off the field. So tomorrow there's going to be when I come and visit you all, there's going to be tears. I'm going to hug them all, man. They're my family, just like my wife and my son. And they're a part of me for the rest of my life.
All right, Garrett. Well, thank you for spending some time on this very memorable night for you. We're looking forward to getting a chance to talk with you tomorrow.
Thank you all. You guys take care.
All right, Garrett. Congratulations, man.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.